nobody will stand with you if you don't stand. God can't stand with you if you don't stand. And don't stand and then sit down. It's worse. It sets a precedent. You know, count the cost. The cost may be dear. It may be everything. It may be your life. Okay? But unless we're willing to value freedom more than our lives, do we really deserve freedom? God can't stand with a man until the man stands. And so God is waiting for us to stand. And at that moment that when he stands, God could stand with him. And then the other thing is that people could stand with him. You know, nobody can stand with you until you stand.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love
you. I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Here we are. We're already here. We're 30 minutes early. No, actually, we're 30 minutes late. Welcome to, what is this, Liberty Lounge, I guess. It's going to come on an hour early tonight and get some news and stuff out of the way. And things didn't work out right. I'm going to have to break down and get another computer here one of these days. This one's just not cutting it. We're having a little too many problems here. But instead of having a hour of news and 2 hours of Liberty Lounge, I guess we're just going to have 2.5 hours of Liberty Lounge. And if I decide to throw in a little bit of news, we may have to rethink this 3-hour thing on Fridays. I don't know. We'll see how it works out. We'll keep trying it here for a little while. I apologize for not being here Wednesday. We had a very, very important deal that came up last minute and had another one last night. This was political stuff, all with this sheriff race that we're involved with here. So it wasn't as eventful as I thought it was going to be, but it was still a good meeting. We had another good one last night that was in Sholo in the, I don't know what they call it, the town chamber, I guess, or something like that, where they have their city council meetings and stuff. And it was a real good meeting. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Okay. All right. We are off to the races again. Wow, this has been a rocky road here. After the meeting in Sholo, well, I said I was going to wait a little bit to talk about that, so it's been a little bit, and it's been like 45 seconds. So it was a good meeting. Both candidates up there telling what they were going to do for us. Of course, my candidate obviously was the clear winner, clear choice there. The other one just, you know, the blonde just comes through too often, I think. But anyway, the highlight of the night was the very last question that was asked. They said they had time. They had two questions from the audience. They'd ask a bunch of questions there. The president or whatever he is of the Chamber of Commerce was asking the questions. And he said, well, we got time. I'll take two questions from the audience. So what it boiled down to was one for each candidate, even though both candidates got to answer. You know, one got to answer first, and then the other one got to answer first. So the first question, I don't even remember what it was about, but it was a reasonable, legitimate question. And then some guy got up there, asked the second question, just some internet YouTube, you know, keyboard commando or whatever. He gets up there and he asks and says, if the if they declared martial law, what would be your response? So the question with the answer of the two of them, one said, well, we just wouldn't allow that to happen. And of course, my candidate, being more reasonable and thinking ahead a little bit, said, well, it would depend on what it was and why. Obviously, if there was a epidemic of some kind of plague or virus or something, and it was going to destroy mankind, well, I'd be all with them for declaring martial law and regulating, you know, times out and times, you know, where you go and what you do, if it was something like that. And he made it pretty clear that if it was a, you know, a UN type thing or something where it was just there to curb our rights and take our guns and all that, obviously he's not going to allow that to happen. So that was the highlight of the night, was the moron that got up there at the end of the thing, asked the dumb question. But anyway, that was the end of that. And then we, hang on a minute, let me stop this. There we go. And the one over in Snowflake the night before that, it was pretty good. It was pretty well organized, and they didn't have any type of disparaging remarks of any kind. It was kind of disappointing, but anyway. Okay. Well, I hope everybody has got plans for the weekend. And while you're pondering on that a little bit, Well, I think we'll let George Hamilton IV take us on into Liberty Lounge, and I'll be back here with you in just a minute.
Baby, oh baby, tell a man at the ticket stand that you changed your mind. Let me run on out and tell a cab to keep his meter flying. 'Cause if you say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. No, I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind. Baby, oh baby, let me take your suitcase off of the scales and time. Tell a man that you suddenly developed the thing about flying. 'Cause if you say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. No, I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind. She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. Maybe we should start seeing other people. Baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride. I put on my walking shoes. And I got up on that high road. And I did what any gentleman would do. She calls me Buttercup. She laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I ride the shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me want to shout. Smoochie, smoochie, talking mushy, mushy about nothing.
you found
a greener pasture in a mansion on the hill with a flashy fun car to drive and lots of time to kill. Lord, my mind keeps on remembering the days of me and you when we were down to nothing, nothing sure looked good on you. You said you needed simple things that I had planned out, and through
should be fine in a few days.
Sounds good. I'll see you in 12 years.
I'm not done. We have to talk about your high blood pressure.
What?
You're at risk for stage 2 hypertension, which could lead to heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure, unless you make some lifestyle changes.
I'm not doing Pilates.
I think you can start with your diet. I'd like you to cut back on red meat.
Pass.
You're also going to have to cut down on your drinking.
Try again.
What about stress? What do you do to reduce it?
Eat steak and drink whiskey.
Mr. Bennett, come on, this is serious.
My stress will come down when I sell my calves.
Well, in the meantime, you need to cut back on salt and eat more vegetables.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Canadian Pacific. I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in an iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished them salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see them rocks and cliffs of solid stone.
listening to the seagulls calling to each other. Made me miss my darling and my distant home, Canadian Pacific. Carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm, soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise and all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got to British Columbia in heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love, Canadian Pacific. Carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests, to the sunshine of her smile. Across the plains and rugged mountains, you kept this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, you took me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific, carried me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forest.
All right, we got kind of got things organized here a little bit after our big crash, and kind of got some music lined up for you. See, I told you. No, that one stopped. Okay. Anyway, then I had some company there for a few minutes, so I had to visit from them. So we're back. You have my undivided attention now for the rest of the evening for another 2 hours and 5 minutes of Liberty Lounge.
If I could see you just one time, oh, how it eased my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Oh, I need you so. I feel this heart of mine. If I could see you just one time. Wish I could relive just one time. Turn back the pages and there I find that same old love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. I need you so. I give this heart of mine. If I could see you just one time.
A statue of a fool made of stone. An image of a man who let love slip through his hands and then just let him stand there all alone. And there on his face a gold tear should be placed to honor the million tears he's cried. And the hurt in his eyes would show, so everyone would know, concealed is a broken heart inside. So build a statue.
This is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind.
You heard what? Well, it ain't true.
I was here. Somebody lied.
said what? That I was crying.
I haven't shed a tear in years that I spoke your name.
Well, that's insane.
I hardly noticed you're not here, that I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down on the shelf. But I bet somebody lies. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change?
Wasn't me,
just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. So forget the tears I never cried, Lord, I bet somebody lies.
No, I don't remember if Amy told you or not. Let's see, Wednesday, Friday. No, she couldn't have. We had a rainstorm here the other afternoon. I don't remember which day it was. But it was every bit. She may have told you. I don't remember. But anyway, it was every bit the storms that we saw in, southeast Texas and down in that part of the country. It was unbelievable for this part of the country. Now I've seen it rain a lot more, a lot harder, and a lot longer, but not around here. It rained. My neighbor over here said in about 20 minutes. Well, no, it was more than that. It rained the hardest for about 20 minutes. So I guess that day it was 2.1 inches, but it only rained, it didn't rain nearly all day. But for around here, this land's just not set up for it. We're not prepared for that kind of a flood. And it damn sure flooded. It was amazing. It's been a long, long time since I've been in that kind of stuff. Kind of fun to watch, but I don't really care anything about getting out in it.
Until that girl got a hold of me. didn't see you standing there. Did I hurt you? Hello, hello. Boy, I sure did hit you square. Now one of us is blasted, and I'll let you get to me. Just imagine bumping in. Hey, whoa, hello. Why did you let him move the door and the ceiling? Hello, hello. Why it used to be the floor. Someone came while I was out and changed you all around. Why could it be that I'm standing that chandelier is all lit up. It just took a swing at me. Someone put the bathtub where the damn boat used to be. No way, bed sheet. I think I better lay me down. You know I can't sleep. Hell no, hell no. If this bed keeps you spinning around, there's a picture on the headboard. Yeah, I've seen them folks before. Son of a gun, I'm in the house next door. Hello there, neighbor. What y'all doing there in the bed?
And that just about does it. some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I asked you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. If I get there before the snow flies and things are going good, you could join me if I'd send you down the fair. But if you wait until it's when, it would do no good. By the way, seas that run high, all these things that won't change, come what
change, come what may.
But my good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I'll look for you if I never back this way.
Took him by the hand, crime of passion.
say your mama called and you must go. She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. And when I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, but honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't dog and pony show, honey. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there.
tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there.
Well, that was a little abrupt. Anyway, I don't know what the temperature is where you guys are at. I imagine that Hot Shot's probably getting up there pretty cool. But it was, for this part of the country, it was 50 degrees when it got up this morning. And I don't think it ever got over. By about noon, it was 68. So, middle of August, we're starting to feel the cool weather coming on just a little bit. We'll still have some hot days and stuff, but it reminded me that we probably need to get up off the hip pocket out here and go out and find a little bit of firewood here before too long, because it's going to sneak up on us like it does every year, and then we'll be in a mad dash between fighting the race in the snow and trying to get out there before the wood permits expire, or go somewhere where we can do it without a wood permit. Then that's why I don't live in Tacoma, Eddie. And by the way, welcome. I'm glad you're here tonight. So that's what's going on around here. We've got hunting season's coming up here pretty shortly, and classes are picking up and doing good. Our dry practice kits are doing really well. I've sold, I'm almost at 300 of those in the last year. So at $69.95 a piece, that's okay. That helps out a little bit.
Now back in the country where I was born is on a little old hillside farm. My poor A6 kids, and one of them was me. In the fall of the year, when the fields got white, we'd start picking cotton about daylight. On Saturday, Pa'd take it all to town. In along about dark, when everything was still, we could tell it was Pa coming down the hill, because he'd rear back and he'd sound off something like this. To meet him with a lantern light, cause the roads got crooked on Saturday night, and he'd come on down the hill and he'd stop in the yard. He'd sit up there on that wagon seat and he'd say, boys, I'm hard to beat, 200 pounds of steel and twice as hard. Cause I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I've never been curried for old knees, and he'd rear back and beller out a course or two. That's my paw. Set him rough and ready in about half a while, and I can whip anybody in a half a mile. Of course, there wasn't anybody else there except me and little Skeet. Did him just as tough as a hickory fryer, and I can dive deeper and come up drier, and he did it too, right off that wagon seat. Well, it shook him up when he hit the ground. Paul got up and looked around and then reared back and let us have it again. Ooh,
got your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up call? How do you like me now?
My head. I heard him say, forever. Then he said, with this ring I beware. And when he said, I do, I choked back, I do too, 'cause I meant every word he said.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty and there's B-24. Set them up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set them up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set them up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set them up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Pay for his every
sin. She called him everything under the sun, and when we thought that she was done, she reared back and she let him have it again, man. She said, why don't you kiss?
Said you'd grown weary of life. the truck in two strong arms, not scared of dirt, and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the beaches need picking, and the cows need bringing. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad comes heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I did. 'Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
I knew the story. don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I pour myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, if I ask who that stranger was, she'll just say an old friend. I'm not weak, I tell myself, I stay because I'm strong. The truth is I'm not man enough to stop her from doing me wrong. She's acting single,
your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of the rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit in a one-horse trailer and a mobile home. She still asks about you all the time, and I guess we never even cross your mind. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out. The sunlight on your hair, and oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Well, old Red, he's getting older, and last Saturday bear to let him go. Little Casey, she's still growing, and she started asking questions, and there's certain things a man just doesn't know. Her birthday came and you never guess we never cross your mind at all. But then sometimes I think about you and the way you
Everybody said you'd make it big someday. And I guess that we were only in your way. But someday I'm sure you're gonna know the cost. Cause for everything lost. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come everything that glitters is not gold. Ooh, everything that glitters is not
gold. Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. Said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne." Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, you can still hear her say, she said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne.
Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a
one of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar band.
Sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memory. rescue. Come here to me. Take me and keep me away from the sea. There's the sea of a heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress. So divine, how I wish you were mine again, my dear. Come on, see your tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Your laughing loud, help you dry your tears. and the new wires on my new pistol chandelier.
I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, and then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. Marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has your life be loud, help you dry your tears when the new wires on your crystal chandelier? Oh, when the new wires on your crystal chandelier.
Thank you so much.
Nobody's home.
I'm losing my hair. I'm a half man with half a mind. Think you didn't care. I still comb my hair the same. Still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank still.
Amanda, she just started like a cheating song. And what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. I do some looking too, but she's the only one I love. She still tells me she loves me, but I wonder if my love's enough. 'Cause she just started liking cheating songs, and what's bothering me? I don't know if it's the cheating she likes or just the melody. Yeah, she just started liking cheating songs, and what's bothering me?
Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati, Ohio.
One more hour and I'll be home. Close my eyes and rest my bones. Can't be more.
Filled with wine,
Honky tonks were made for men with women on their mind. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. Quite like bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music. A bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. I love those bright lights and country music.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Oh, that's nice.
God bless Texas.
Play one more here for you, Blue Streak, since you came in late.
Oh, the snakes call at night. That's what they say. When the sun goes down.
shadows slip away from my house. So I hurried straight and looked in her room, and I found out that it was my loving spouse.
Oh, the snakes call at night, that's what they say.
I'm going to have to wrap it up here. That was a pretty quick 2.5 hours. Blue Streak, sorry you got in here a little late. You got in here 30 minutes before quitting time. However, last week's Liberty Lounge is going to immediately be followed up as soon as I sign off here. So all is not lost. You've still got something to listen to there. All right, hope everybody has a great weekend. And it's cooling off like crazy here. I wouldn't be terribly uncomfortable in a long-sleeve shirt right now. I'm going to see, it's down to 55, so it's not that cold yet. I'm just sitting here, kind of cool. All right, well, you guys have a good one, and we will see you Monday at our normally scheduled time. Good night. And good night. And really. Good night. Well, I guess my cute little song is not going to play nice with others tonight. Oh, well. We'll just shut it off then and let the archives take over.